don't know what you can say is the difference. Jerky, you just strip it and hang it up and dry it after you put a little pepper and salt on it. That's all jerky is. And chipped beef, that you put it in a can most of the time.
Now, is it dry?
No. Yeah, that's the difference. It's not dried out like jerky is. I guess that's the difference.
What about, did you have cows for milk?
Yeah.
How would you get impurities out of the milk?
We just drank them. Well, anyway, well, we always had, every family had about 7 or 8 cows at least. And we'd use that in milk, and sometimes we'd make Dutch cheese, and what we call Dutch cheese. That's just curds, you know. And
cottage cheese,
yeah, that's another name for it. We call it Dutch cheese. And we'd sell that or trade it to the store for what we needed. That was our, well, I don't know.
But for milk that you would drink?
We strain the milk, you know, through cheesecloth. But that's all we do, and keep it cool until we, when it got to going sour, we'd make cottage cheese out of the rest. And feed this whey to the pigs.
Now, what was the name for the type of when milk was going sour? What would they call that?
The sour milk. And then it heated a little after the curds had formed, you know, when it had really curded up. And then strain off the...
So would they maybe call it curdled milk?
Or? Well, yeah, we did call it curdled milk, yeah.
Okay. What about... what was the term they might use for milk that was very low in butter content?
Oh, just Holstein. No. I'll have to tell you about what we'd say about Jersey milk and Holstein milk. You can see a dollar in the bottom of a pail of either one of those milk, but the Jersey milk wouldn't even cover the dollar, but you could see through the Holstein milk clear to the bottom. Usually, we just take an old beef cow, especially a Shorthorn. But we didn't have any Holsteins. I remember when the first Holsteins come in this country. And Jerseys, too.
But what about, did your mother do much baking?
Oh, all of the baking. We were very, she'd make biscuits and bread. Yeast bread, you know. And then we had to make what we call powder biscuits, bacon powder biscuits, and soda biscuits.
Now, what's the difference between those two?
Well, you use just bacon powder to leaven it.
Uh-huh.
And soda, you use baking soda to leaven it. And then if you wanted to use wild yeast, that's the best bread, sourdough bread. Just get some potato water and a little sugar in it, and a start of yeast, either from a piece of dough that regular bread, or buy it in the store, and then get that start. And whenever you wanted to, you take about a cup full of that start, and then mix flour and milk with it, and let it raise a couple of times, and cook with it. Oh, that's good. Oh, sure, a lot of cornbread.
Were there different names for the types of loaves you would make?
No, the Italians, they had what they call polenta. You've heard of that, haven't you?
How would you spell that?
Polenta, P-O-L-E-N-T-A, polenta. All it was cornmeal mush, real stiff, and you'd keep stirring it until it would come away from the side of the pan. You'd have a big ball, kind of like a bread, really.